A proposal to raise New York's minimum wage to $15 an hour is taking center stage in this year's budget negotiations in Albany. And with just over 3 weeks left before the budget deadline, the stakes are getting higher and noise on both sides is getting louder. More from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
Governor Cuomo's leading the charge to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour.
It's not a mathematical equation. It's about principle, it's about values, and it's about one word, which is fairness.
He's taken his campaign across the state in a red, white, and blue RV with the words Drive for 15 emblazoned across its side. He's got the assembly and powerful unions behind him. According to published reports, the SEIU Healthcare Union alone is committing $2 to $3 million on a campaign to get the public to support what its leaders call a moral imperative. Unions have been sponsoring Fight for 15 rallies across the state and are involved in organizations like the Central New York Fight for 15 Coalition. Chair Jerry Letirzo says a $15 minimum wage would make a big difference in the lives of the working poor.
Instead of waiting to pay their electric bill, they can pay it on time. Instead of collecting food stamps, instead of collecting welfare, they don't have to do that. They're saving the government and us money by not having to use that kind of stuff, that safety net. So, it's a no-brainer.
The coalition's latest tactic is a challenge for local elected officials and community leaders to live a week on a $9-an-hour minimum wage. Karen Rigney, a DeWitt town councilor, is taking the challenge.
Honestly, there's a reason that we have a minimum wage. A long time ago, because workers were being held down, were not being able to take care of their families, and we're back at the same place now.
The one thing that's stopping this proposal from being a slam dunk, the Republican-controlled state Senate. So it's no surprise a new digital campaign targets the second most powerful member of that body, Syracuse area Republican John DeFrancisco, a vocal opponent of the increase.
It's nice to say to everyone you're going to help the poor, you're going to do the best you can and make everybody happy and provide largesse for everyone. The fact of the matter is, if what actually happens is jobs are lost, that doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
DeFrancisco is now being called the $6 million man in a digital campaign that pastes his face and estimated worth in banner ads across Facebook and other sites.
If I was worth nothing, my assets were worth nothing, does that in any way mean that I'm in some way more apt to be believed?
So DeFrancisco has gone on a counteroffensive. He says he's trying to put logic into the argument. He's gathered businesses and not-for-profits to explain what the increase would mean for them, like Skaneateles dairyman Marcus Richards, who figures he'd invest in automation and be forced to lay off up to 10 workers if the minimum wage goes up to $15 an hour.
How am I able to make a product that can be made in Pennsylvania paying their labor $7.25 an hour and be competitive trying to sell into the same markets when I have to pay my guys more than double that? It just doesn't work.
So at this point, what are the chances of the Senate siding with the governor and the Assembly and all the Fight for 15 organizations and bringing all of New York State into the $15 minimum wage movement? DeFrancisco believes senators won't support it, but isn't taking any chances.
The reason I want to be in a position to try to get the word spread a little better is that we got 3 weeks left, and now people better start talking to their representatives.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.